Okay, Brother Samuel, are you ready to share this evening?
Yes.
We have 2 hours left.
Is that enough time?
No, it's an hour and a half, sorry. I was home, no, I wasn't home school. I was public school, that's half the problem. Anyway, hour and a half till 2019. So Brother Samuel, you come ahead and share what God has laid on your heart, provoking us to love and good work. Okay?
Let's begin with prayer. Father in heaven, pray that you would help me to you would speak through me tonight, Father, that you'd help me to speak the message that you've laid on my heart in an easy to understand way. That we would be more victorious, more pleasing to you in 2019, Father, and I pray that we would all be sensitive to your leading, Father, and we'd all be growing up into you in all things. In Jesus' name. I want to talk about walking with God this evening. Do I have to get radical about serving Jesus? The definition of radical: of or pertaining to the root or origin, reaching to the foundation, to the ultimate sources, to the principles or the life. Original, fundamental, unsparing. Well, do I want to be in heaven with him? James 4:17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. I am sinning if there is something in my life that I know is wrong, and I am still doing it. Sinners are people that know what to do and they aren't doing it.
Right.
They know they're doing wrong and they don't change. When Jesus returns to claim his own, he will not be taking sinners with him.
That's right.
So if I want to be in heaven with the Lord, I must not be a sinner. If I know what to do and don't do it, it is willful disobedience. Without a doubt, those who are willfully disobeying God will go to hell. Exodus 23:13a, and in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect. It is essential to be 100% given over to God, dedicating whatever remaining years of my life to full-time service. Being radical about obeying God in every area of my life is the only way to reach heaven.
Amen.
Not just being a good moral person is not enough. If I do not spend all of my time on earth focused on God and pleasing him, I will not even enjoy heaven, because that is what I'll be doing there all of the time.
Right.
What things am I doing now that I know are wrong if I take a little time to think about it? Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Deuteronomy 5:16, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Am I obeying and honoring my parents all of the time, even when they are not anywhere nearby? Even when I don't think that they will ever hear about it? Am I respecting their wishes, even if they will never hear about this decision? Mark 12:30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Is what I'm doing right now the best use of the time God has entrusted to me? Of the things that I can do right now, what would please God the most? How can I best further God's kingdom right now where he has placed me? I have found myself overwhelmingly busy once I thought about this. Just can hardly even gain a temporary victory over the problems I'm working on now before more trials come along. My conscience sends me another checklist of things to fix. Fell here, fell there, didn't speak kindly to your brother there, here, weren't respectful to your father there, weren't patient when they were wanting to chat and you didn't have time to listen, didn't set aside your work promptly when your parents called, The list goes on. I found that this is the way the Christian walk is. If we are honestly inspecting our life, we're being honest about whether we're doing is right or wrong.
Good.
Really paying attention to what we're doing. When we are truly striving to please God in every area, we realize that we just fell. We must ask God's forgiveness and get up and fight on with increased determination. We don't fail until we cease to get back up after we fall. Titus 2:11-14. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking to that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and of our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. He gave his life for us. What can we do but give our entire life for him? All of our life. Nothing held back.
Amen.